Any thoughts or advice you might give to a woman sort of just beginning to go down the road that you've already been down?
I think, honestly, when it starts, you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And after it ends, it's so bright, and you can't even remember. It's almost like having a baby. When you have a baby, you might be in excruciating pain, screaming. And then you have the baby, and the baby's beautiful, and you kind of forget the pain as the years go by, and then you have another one, you know. But with chemotherapy, it's so scary, and the whole being told you have breast cancer, it's scary from the beginning. But as you go through it, and you believe the medicine is helping you, and you're feeling better, and you're done with your chemo, you're happy it's over, but there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
What helped you deal with some of the fears and concerns you had?
Well, I'm a Christian, so I pray. And I had a strong sense in my heart that I'll be fine. I mean, honestly, I thought I was fine from surgery. I didn't really want to do any chemo. I just knew that I should.
What's been going on with your kids during this time?
They knew that I was sick. They knew that I had breast cancer. I explained it to them. I told them, you know, that I had some cells that went a little haywire, and everything's gone, and Mommy will be fine.
And are they kind of rebalanced now?
I believe so. I hope so. I think so.
Has this experience changed your perspective on anything?
Yes. It does make me believe that the small things, you know, aren't that significant. There's much bigger things in life. And not to worry about the little things. Although I still do, like most women who have kids, you run around. And I do believe, though, that in my heart, because I believe in God, I really think that my outlook has changed somewhat, but not tremendously. And I have a strong faith that my life isn't really in my own hands.